Oh my God! It's week. It's another show. It's another week. It is, of course, Saki Bamagogo. Big Show 10. Ten shows now.
You can just turn it on and off. It's amazing.
Yes. After doing this for 100 years, I think I've gotten a little bit better at it.
100 dog years, anyway.
Yeah. You know, when did I start? 2006.
Yeah, it's almost 100 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah, I'm bad at math. Apparently, this is Saki Bamagogo, a show dedicated to awesome garage punk,
which has not been going since 2000.
No, it hasn't.
We're not that bad at
screaming about Japanese girl punk bands, and sometimes ask for it. So, and of course,
love my name is Mao,
and with me as always,
throw me,
and with us usually Destructo the cat. He's sleeping quietly.
At least he picked a spot. You know?
Yeah, we'll let the giant
inside,
sleep,
outside, you know? Inside, outside.
Yeah, he was doing the thing where he had to come in and out of the studio here.
As cats are wont to do.
Man.
No more does a cat want to be in a room than when the door is shut and they can't be.
I remember back home, I used to live up in Pennsylvania, and we were in the woods. So our cats were indoor-outdoor cats. And I had this one cat. His name was Pudmow. He was this big black tuxedo cat. He was a big hulking thing. And he was like our buddy, you know. And there was a sliding glass door on one side of this A-frame house we lived in. And then there was another one. Our main door where we go in and out. And during the winter time, when it'd be cold and snowy, he would go and he'd nag to go out because they went outside to use the bathroom. Uh-huh. And he would nag, and my dad would get up and open the door, and he would go, ugh, and he wouldn't go. Then he would go to the sliding glass door.
Maybe it's gonna be warmer on this side.
Or the worst thing is he would go out and immediately be on the other door somehow. He had like a portal, and my dad would walk over, let him in, and he would run to the other door and go out again.
Now, this is weird because having known your dad, I could see one of two reactions, which is at some point your dad reaching for a gun, or the complete opposite, which is just kind of like.
Yeah,
and putting up with it.
Well, that's what we used to say.
Which was it?
It was the putting up with it part.
Because, you know, it's because something tells me your dad probably has more patience for animals than he did for humans.
Yes, he did. But that's
the funny part about it is like I'm thinking, like, having known the man, I could see it going in two very different directions on certain things.
Yep. But we always used to laugh, though. He used to help him. He would take his foot, you know, the size 13, and he would just like shovel him.
Like,
yeah, and you're out now. Because it would be, you know, it's just, they'd sit there and look at him and be like, blue flames. They used to say like those heat guns, and they used to call like the air that escaped, they used to call them blue flames. So if he'd open up the door and the cat would just sit there looking and be like, blue flames. He would just like not kick him and shovel him out the door. Yeah. It was always fun.
Like, you wanted to go, you're going. I got up.
You've made the decision. Live with it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, here's some music.
Hey there, Derek. My name is Lil Cletus. I'm just a regular kid who wants you to know the real truth about child labor laws, okay?
Okay.
They're silly and outdated. In the good old days, kids as young as 5 could work as they pleased. From textile factories to iron smelts. Yippee, hooray! But today, the age-old right of children to work is under attack. From the Philippines to Bangladesh, and China and India, and South America too. Boo-hoo! But you can help these children, Derek. By killing the Prime Minister of Malaysia. He is bad.